My most memorable English language learning experience is that I joined a trip to Canada when I was in high school. It's a summertime. I spent my summer vacation there, and I meet many friends from there, and I spend time with them, and it's memorable because I think it's my first time to communicate with to have communication with those foreigners, and they are native English speakers, and so their oral is very good, and it is beneficial to me. And also I can learn many cultures, so it also makes me to be more interested in learning English and also enhance my English proficiency. Yeah.
So it was just like a traveling or a
learning trip, literally, yeah.
So with your schoolmates or?
With my schoolmates. It's like senior school. Oh. Yeah.
Did you have any class there or just travel and?
Yes, we have class. We have class. We attend class together with the high school students there. Yeah.
Do you have any memorable English reading experience?
The English reading experience, or maybe I remember that when I was preparing for the DSE, because you know there are different parts, the several papers for DSE, and so in order to improve my reading skills, so I try to read newspaper every day, including BBC newspaper or South China Morning Post, and I think it really worked, and it did improve my English reading skills because the newspapers consist of both quality and quantity. I mean, when you exposed to so much so many English materials, and you will be able to enhance your skills in readings.
Did you just read it or you would do something?
You will check the vocabularies, and also you may check some sentence structure. You will make, I will make notes. Yeah.
Do you read other English things as well, like books or maps?
Seldom. Maybe I read some fictions, like maybe the Harry Potter series. But I didn't finish it. Yeah, okay.
So why didn't you finish it?
Oh, because it's too thick. too long.
Okay. And you are studying business, right?
Yeah.
Is English important in your studies?
Yes, of course. Especially, my concentration is marketing, and I need to do lots of presentations or reports. And sometimes you need to introduce yourself, introduce your proposal to the audience. Then you need to have a really good English. You need to be proficient in English. Yeah.